Ava Pukach joins us here now in the studio from 97.9 The Hill to catch us up on all things trending out there in the world. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Aaron. How are you doing?
I'm feeling good. I don't know. I'm feeling weird this morning. I don't know why. I'm feeling kind of punchy.
I feel like Tuesday always kind of comes and you get like a little bit of like pep, especially after like a more gloomy Monday.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm feeling pretty good.
It's a little warmer. It's sunnier. It's not Monday anymore. Like, yeah, let's go.
But I do have a riddle for you, Aaron.
All right.
So why did the chicken cross the road?
I'm gonna assume that the answer is not the obvious one. So I don't know.
Apparently, to get to the Pentagon.
Oh, okay.
So, a rogue hen was found at a security checkpoint at the Pentagon in Arlington.
These Russians are getting more and more clever.
Apparently, we have to transform into undercover spies. But
the spies in disguise, I believe this was the premise. Yeah.
But the Pentagon won't disclose the precise location of where the bird was spotted, but they named her Henny Penny, and she's now been adopted by a security member who works for the Department of Defense. But the real question is, how did a chicken make it all the way inside the Pentagon, just kind of wander around?
Because, have you been to the Pentagon?
I've driven by. I haven't been inside, but I would hope that it's really difficult to get inside.
Well, I mean, if for no other reason than, I guess if you're a small animal, you could probably bypass all of the security and everything fairly easily. I'm worried about the major highway that just surrounds this building. And, it's a huge parking lot surrounding it because a lot of people work there and they need parking. So you've got to cross this, super busy highway with cars zipping past back and forth and this crazy real life game of Frogger, and then get past the parking lot and into the building. That's a challenge. That is.
Yeah, it's just kind of funny to think that you might be just driving on your way to see the Washington Monument, and you look to your left and there's just a chicken just slowly walking down the sidewalk, just kind of waiting its turn to walk across. And then kind of thinking, what should I do in D.C.? How about I go take a trip to the Pentagon?
Yeah.
But she's now has a new home.
Good.
And then in other animal news of animals being not where they're supposed to be, a cat who was lost for 6 years was found 1,500 miles away.
Was this the cat from Maine?
Yeah, I heard about this. A cat in Maine was found in Florida 6 years later.
Yeah.
Which, it's a long walk.
Look, when you want to retire to Florida, you want to retire to Florida. It's, it might be some logistical hassles, but you'll get down there eventually.
You know, it's not a bad place to live. It's a fun vacation.
Yeah.
But the crazy thing is that they found the cat because of a microchip, and they were able to return it to the family. But could you imagine just that you've just kind of thought your family pet's been gone forever,
right, six
and you kind
years.
Of moved on and accepted that fact, and then 6 years later your cat comes, you get a call and they say, we found your cat ashes in Florida.
And the weird thing is, what a journey this cat must have gone on to get all the way from Maine to Florida, but we'll never know.
We'll never know the details.
We'll
have no idea how the cat got there, why the cat was, what the cat did for 6 years.
The lonely trucker that befriended the cat for 3 months in 2018 in a really heartwarming story that would make a great movie someday, but we'll never know.
We won't. But I just think it's we just need a little bit of a scrapbook, and it's a little memories. It's a road trip, and it's the cat smiling and stopping, and
cat
the cat
selfies.
If the cat made it all the way to Key West, and it's posting at the mile zero of the U.S.
Yeah.
And then
the cat hanging out at south of the border with all of these weird tchotchkes.
Maybe the cat crossed paths with the chicken.
Maybe. Yeah, you never know. Oh, the cat chases the chicken across the busy highway, and that's why it winds up at the Pentagon.
You never know.
Cat's been chasing the chicken all over Washington, D.C., and the chicken's like, I need to find the safest place in town to hide from this cat.
The safest place to go. and the cat just kind of says, all right. And
then
Mosey's on down to Florida.